This is Lancer Radio, lancerradio.org. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. And today I'm speaking to author Matt Carter, who has just literally had me holding my breath as he has read from his new book, Splinters, that he co-wrote with F.J.R. Titchener. Matt, what's that process like when the two of you are collaborating on a book? How do you do this?
Well, I'd say one of the main things that really works in our favor is that, you know, we know each other so well, and we know our strengths and weaknesses, and we complement those as best as possible. The main point we had from the start is that was going to work in our favor is we wanted this book to be between these two characters, two perspectives. Basically, we're going to alternate chapters between them. We designed this outline in advance to allow for that. And basically, well, one, we were writing two chapters each weekend. I would write one chapter from Ben's perspective. She would write one chapter from Mina's perspective. We would trade at the end of the weekend. Then we would put together. Then after that, you know, once we got a draft together, it's a matter of just combing the two of us combing through at the same time. I mean, really, our skills aligned in such a way that we can get a manuscript done a lot faster than average. I mean, we get a first draft in about 3 months, usually a final draft or, you know, final to send on to our publisher, draft done in about 6.
How are you seeing Ben and Mina evolve and change as you're swapping the chapters you've written?
Well, she helps me remove my tendency to make him a bit more of an action movie star. And Mina's mind is a little more cluttered. I just help bring some sense to it if, you know, she ever it goes off a little too much. I mean, it's the way we write is we just are so train of thought and getting stuff out there in the first draft. And after a while, it takes, you know, looking at it to realize, maybe this didn't make as much sense as I originally thought. Let's see about clearing that up, or just maybe that's a little redundant. Let's remove that.
Because that held my attention. I'm probably going to have a nightmare tonight about a hand that has tongues sticking out of its fingers.
Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, actually. That's kind of the intent. We want to entertain. We want to scare. We want to do all sorts of things. I mean, it's a fun series. It's going to go to some dark places, some dark for horror purposes, some dark for just being a teenager living in this world places. I mean, it's a pretty intense series.
It's intense, but like you say, it's a fun scare. It's the kind of thing where you scream when somebody jumps out in a sheet and yells boo, something of that nature.
Yeah, that's a lot of my influence. I mean, Fiona, she's very cerebral. She's very, I mean, the psychological terror of it. Nobody can do it like she does. And I'm the guy who was, you know, self-raised on these horror movies. I try and make it as visually appealing as possible, even though it's just, you know, on a page. I want to get into your head, and I want to take you there whether you want to go there or not.
And you've done that very effectively, I think.
Thank you kindly.
Would you tell me a little bit about dealing with what you were talking about before, about the rejection? Because any writer on the planet is going to hear no thank you more times.
Yeah, it's part of being a writer. You're going to get rejected. It's, you can let it get to you or you can move on. And I'd say it's actually a little healthy to let it get to you a little bit. It lets you know, you're vulnerable. It lets you know that you can take these hits. But what you have to do is you can't give up. You know, never give up, never surrender. You just, you know, if they knock you down, you got to get right back up and keep going at this. Because if this is what you love, if this is what you know you're going to do, you got to keep going at it.
And what's so much fun is that you and I talked 3 years ago, and I said, what would you like to do in the future? And you virtually said, what's happening for you right now?
Hey, trust me, no one's as surprised as I am that that's the exact case. That was, you know, the wish, the dream. I mean, I couldn't have told you 3 years ago, hey, I'm going to get an agent. Hey, I'm going to get a publisher. Hey, I'm going to get a, you know, 3-book deal. I mean, you know, when does that happen? I mean, I'm surprised. I'm very fortunate. I'm very lucky that these things have happened. I mean, because that's an unfortunate part as much as anything is just a lot of this is luck. You know, you hope you get your manuscript to the right set of eyes on the right day when they're feeling just right for, you know, wanting this kind of story and saying, you know what, I think I'll give you a shot. I mean, it's skill. You can have all the skill in the world and there's still going to be that luck factor. And that's so scary. But if you keep at it, eventually you'll find that right, you know, place, the right set of eyes, the right, just the right fit.
Take me and the writers who are listening to the next step. Would you found the right set of eyes, you've signed your contract, you've got your 3-book deal. What do you have to do now? What's your work day?
My work day is, well, hey, I still got to do a day job. I mean, this isn't going to pay for itself for a long time. I mean, hopefully sooner rather than later. Sorry, that was supposed to be a knock on wood. I didn't mean to create any weird sound effects for anyone on the line there.
We've got a haunted studio, that's all.
Ah, okay, okay, cool. Now it's a matter of building up a social media presence. You know, beforehand, I just had a personal Facebook account, which I would, you know, keep in touch with friends, play games on. Nowadays, I'm maintaining an author's Facebook page. I have an author's webpage and blog, which I'm having a ton of fun with now because it's October. We're doing a 31-day countdown of my favorite horror movies of all time, mattcarterauthor.weebly.com, for those interested. And Twitter. And it's basically just keeping myself out there, building a name, building an audience, and trying not to go too crazy from it.
And then what happens in addition to all the social media and promotion, which is great that you can do that now independently, what happens with, like, the editing process? Is there anything people should know?
It's, you know, well, hopefully you get a good editor. We have fantastic editors at Jollyfish Press. They go through our stories with a fine-toothed comb. They find out so many things we never caught, you know, little continuity things, unnecessary words you use too much. And, you know, they say, and they point out things that don't make sense and say, hey, could you make this make sense for us? And then we do that. And then that's great. I mean, a good professional editor is invaluable.
And what would you say, working with the good professional editors and marketing, would be one of the most important things you've learned about your writing from this experience of getting splinters out there?
I'm too wordy, personally. No, you have, you know, that passage I just read, it sounds like it's all very quick and the like, but that probably got cut down about 1,000 words from what I originally had. I tend to ramble on a lot, if you haven't noticed already. And it's you know, it's humbling to have someone tell you that, but at the same time, I'm aware of this, and it's helping me become a better writer through this whole process of, you know, peer review first with Fiona, then editor's review and an agent's review, and it feels good.
So you're becoming more concise, more taut.
More concise. I stop using certain words a lot. First, I swear the word "it seemed to" appeared like 5,000 times in this novel, and I've just cut all the instances of seemed out of it.
We will see no seemed in Splinters is what you've just said.
Probably. There might be one or two that escaped us, but no, there's some, or one or two times where it was flat out necessary. But yeah, you won't see it nearly as much as it was in the earliest drafts.
Finally, suppose that 5 years from now, everything you say right now could happen for you. What would happen?
Oh, heck. I'd win the lottery 5 or 6 times over, live in a mansion made of bones. And, no,
come on, be reasonable.
I know. Long and the short, I'd just love to be able to support. I'd love for my wife and I to be able to support ourselves with our writing. I'd love to, you know, pay off debts. I'd love to, you know, put some money toward my dad. I mean, he's did a fantastic job of raising me, and I want to be able to help him be happy and independent and retired so he doesn't have to work 8 or 9 jobs a day to get things going. It's, you know, family comes first for me.
Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
It was a true pleasure, Dot. Thank you for having me here.